Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Chad and Pray the Show, audio only. We don't always get an opportunity to have a guest to sit down with us for the audio podcast, but today, rock legend Axel Boners from the legendary rock and roll metal band Death Squirts is joining me for a few minutes. Andy Rubenstein, that's his real name. I don't know if he wants us to tell that or not, but Axel Boners is the legend. You know him by name. Welcome to the show. Hey, yo, Chuck, man, it's good to be with you, bro. You could call me Andy if you want. Call me. You call me Axel. You call me asshole. I don't care. You just long as you call me a rock legend, man. No, seriously, it's good to be with you, Chuck. Chad. But I don't really know where to start on this thing. So rock and roll, man. You guys. I mean, people don't just start out playing a guitar and decide to grow up to be a legend. Right.
Well, you know, for me, I mean, I got my start, you know, school wasn't for me. So for me, it was like rock and roll or jail. And then sometimes rock and roll led to jail. But, you know, we were coming up in the late 70s, early 80s. I mean, like, we didn't want to go to school a lot. So we quit. You know, we didn't even go. So we might as well not even been there. Only time we ever showed up for school was to bum cigarettes off each other, check out each other's hair, do a couple girls. But, no, school, I don't know, man. I don't really remember school. I certainly don't remember learning anything, but, you know, it was a time when AIDS was there, so we were trying not to hook up with each other because we didn't know we didn't want to die from that. So, you know, we was learning a lot of things. We just kind of felt like, you know, hey, we like guitars and we like the drums and we like to play music, and a couple of us could kind of carry a note, you know what I'm saying? So we started back then it was a band called Brick in the Wall, and Brick in the Wall kind of got us a start. We were playing, we would come in behind LA Guns out there at the Roxy. And, you know, they just caught us, they found us, they gave us a record contract, and then the band kind of broke up. And so it was like, we didn't really know because we'd never really read the contract, but we didn't make any money off of that. So we walked away from each other, we walked away from the band. And then my buddy who had dropped out of a band called the Blank Canvas, he called me up and he said, "Dude, we're starting a new band. It's gonna be called Death Squirts." And so, kind of rest was history, man. That's what we did. Let me back up because you said a mouthful there. You were where? You were in L.A. Yeah. And so I was, you were, like, I was a kid then when you guys were coming along, and I remember when you guys went on tour with some pretty big folks. I mean, like Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue. I mean, you did the European thing with Metallica.
I don't really want to. We probably shouldn't talk about Metallica because laws, like, he put a lawsuit against me. I think he was just pissed off because I was trying to hook up with his girl back then. So, you know, Metallica, they were a bunch of punks. They said, "Show him the ropes." I showed him my rope, you know. We toured all over the world, man. We did a lot of stuff. We did blow on every continent, I guess, except for, except the snow in Antarctica. We didn't snort none of that, but we never went to either. But we had a good time. I don't really remember none of that. And so, you know, here we are, man. Here we are. We're kind of retired, you know. We're doing our thing. We're bringing it up. Every now and then we do a little comeback, you know. Yeah, I'm just kind of crazy. Like, right now, this is why I came on your show, because you talk about some politics and what's going on in the world. I'm really concerned at this stage in the game. Okay, so wait, let's stop for a second. So basically, you spent the 80s burning your brain out on drugs, right?
Well, I mean, you know, I don't know. No, but hey, just let me go with the question here.
You spent the 80s, snorting all your money up your nose, burning your brain cells, doing whatever drug came your way, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, right? And you guys kind of don't even remember where you were at any point in time in the 80s and early 90s, right? I mean, honestly, I mean, how much of that do you remember?
I mean, you know, I remember some good times. It was hazy, you know. I mean, I probably blew a few fortunes and probably blew a few dudes. But, you know, I mean, it's rock and roll, man. You know, it's just crazy. The stuff you get into, it's insane, bro. I remember this one time, me and Tommy Lee, man, we were on the jet. And we were like, man, when we got on the plane, dude, they had the lines and the rail just lined up for us right there at our seat. We just, boom, we got on it. And, man, it was just crazy. It was a crazy time to be a rock legend, you know? And so, you know, but we survived it. That's the most important thing. We survived it.
Yeah, but you kind of survived it without any brain cells. Nobody's really looking at
these rockers these days and saying, you guys are the brain trust. Like, you're kind of what needs to determine the future of America, right? Young people aren't listening to your music, so you guys have been retired, so you've sort of been irrelevant as a celebrity for a while. And so now, I mean, I'm trying to figure out, now you're trying to come back and you're trying to tell people, like, what, how to vote? I mean, is that kind of what you're doing? Oh, I mean, you know, I've never voted. I want to go clear on that. Be perfectly on the record. Axel Bone has never voted. But I think that the future of America is at stake. At this stage of the game, that I want everybody to get out there and make sure that in October they do it. They get the. So, wait a minute. You mean November. November is when the presidential election is. Well, I mean, it's all relative, right? I mean, you got some time. You got some time to get it done. But, yeah. Okay, so to be clear, because we don't want to get fact-checked here, but the election is in November. Axel, you want people to just get involved, or do you have a candidate? I mean, who are you supporting? Well, I'll be honest with you, man. We got to vote Harris. Kamala is the way to go, because I think she's a woman. She used to be kind of hot. She was with Montel Williams, and they were like, you know, she's like banging, dude. And like, she's got a little color to it, a little tan, you know. So she's pretty. I think that's pretty like where we want to be as a country, right? Well, so Kamala Harris, who is the vice president, right? She's running as vice president under the current president, Joe Biden. So she's not really a candidate for you're not voting for Kamala Harris. You're voting for the Biden administration. Does that make sense to you? Well, I mean, you know, vice president, same deal. I mean, they're doing the same job. So I'm just saying, what we need is we need Harris, Joe Harris. I'm Harris, Kamala Biden. That's what I'm trying to say. We gotta make sure that the right person gets in office. And they're there. I mean, they're doing a good job. I mean, you know, I think they're doing, you know, pretty bang up if you look at things. I mean, like, if you compare them with, like who? Like, pick somebody. Like, George Washington? They're doing way better than George Washington, man. I mean, you don't even know what George Washington did. Does anybody really even know what George Washington did? George Washington doesn't know. Like, that guy's been, he'd been gone for, like, what, 450 years. And nobody knows what George Washington did, man. You're comparing the current president and vice president with George Washington, who is considered to be the father of our country. I'm trying to draw a comparison there. Let me ask you this. Can you name any other presidents? Like, can you? Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, you know, we had Donald Trump, right? And we had John F. Kennedy Jr., and then it was John F. Kennedy, his daddy. And then there was, what was his name? Well, oh, God, the pressure of a name, bro. President, I want to say Orville Redenbacher, but that ain't right. That ain't right. I know Orville Redenbacher. He was the guy that came out with the motor oil. But no. You know, I mean, but it doesn't matter. What's the problem? I mean, you know, you listen, here's the deal. We're living in today is what I'm trying to say. And so, like, a candidate like Kamala Harris, like, you know, she's pretty, she's a woman. That's what we're doing these days, man. I don't know if you've ever been Me Too'd, but I was Me Too'd, and I learned my lesson not long ago, man, because I've done a lot of stuff, right? I've done a lot of stuff. That's why I'm for women's, what are they calling it now, reproductive rights? Because I'm like, whoa. I mean, listen, I don't know about you, but listen, dude, when you're a rock legend, the plan B, that's plan A. You know what I'm saying? Because these girls now want to shout their abortions. I'm like, you got to scream that baby murder, man. You got to scream that baby murder, and you got to tell people, you know what? We don't care about our babies up in here. We care about convenience. We care about liberation and freedom and equality. And because, I mean, like, women right now, man, women don't make the same amount of money, bro, as what men do out there in the workforce. I know that, name me one rock legend that was, one rock legend that's a girl. Name one. Ann and Nancy Wilson, Hart, Pat Benatar, Joan Jett. I mean, like a legend, dude. Like, I mean, like, you know, like, I mean, wow. Ah!
But I mean, I listen. Wait, I'm assuming that Pat Benatar in her career probably made more money than Axel Boners and Death Squirts, right? So I would say that that would be a pretty equal. Well, I mean, I'm not comparing. I mean, it's apples and oranges, right? It's a chick. It's a chick. But if you've ever been Me Too, trust me, you want to promote women. You want to get them out there and make sure that they can get to the Planned Parenthood and they can get the thing done, you know, when the thing needs to get done. You know what I'm talking about? And listen, I'm for open borders. I think everybody should be here. I mean, everybody wants to be here. This is the place. I mean, where else can a guy with a fifth grade education like Axel Boners, Andy Rubenstein, my father, Norm Rubenstein, God rest him. You know, he looked at me and said, you're going to be nothing, man. And he was almost right. Because I got like a, you know, I got out of school after going to, you know, Sherwin Williams Elementary. I don't know what it was. I don't know what it was. Something Williams Elementary. I don't even remember the name of the school. But I was there, and I got out because I couldn't pass anything, and they were going to put me like in a military school. A kid from nothing, man. The son of Norm Rubenstein, Andy Rubenstein, grows up to be Axel Boners, Death Squirts, traveling the world, doing blow with Tommy Lee on the 747, flying to Norway to rock 10,000 faces. It's a land of opportunity, man. So I'm just saying, open borders are good. It's good for the drug habits. You know, if they legalize the drugs, man, they get easier to get, you know. They're not as expensive, and the kids won't want them no more. Not like we did. You know what I'm saying? So I think that we do that. I think if we just make sure that... you know, like I got a lot of friends. Like you can't name any black guys that were like hardcore rockers. You can't name any rockers. So why not? Because we're living in America. People are still oppressed, man. And so, stop. You're saying to me that America is still oppressing women and oppressing black people. I'm assuming because there's no metalhead legendary rock stars that were black. Well, I'm just saying, man, you can't name one. Well, but Andy, you can't name a president, right? I mean, so you think you're qualified to give people advice on who they should vote for? Well, I'm just saying, man, my buddies told me. I was talking to Gene Simmons, and actually I was doing a podcast. I wasn't doing the podcast with Gene Simmons, but I was in the building, and I saw Gene as he came out from doing the podcast. It was, yeah. And so he was like, man, listen, this is the direction the country's got to go. And I think they're talking about doing a Kiss Death Squirts reunion tour. And I was like, you know, the way to get relevant, if I'm going to be like Gene Simmons again, if we can maybe get on tour with Kiss, I'll say any shit that, you know, they want me to say. Just so we can be relevant again. And I know I'm right because, I mean, God knows. If you want to know your politics, you turn to somebody like Gene Simmons. I mean, rock God. Am I right? Well, yeah, he may be a rock God, but I don't know that he's necessarily a political scientist. Well, I mean, who is a scientist these days? Nobody. Listen, you know, the science. The science... you done not that hard to do anymore. I mean, it came out with, what was it, the vaccine they came out with, and they said, you know, stick this in your arm, and COVID went away. I mean, it went away. So, I mean, listen, whether it's, you know, that type of science or political, what do you call it, political science, or whatever. I think you're making shit up at this point in time, man. But political science, whatever. Look, listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal. You just trust the science. And for me, the science is what, like, Gene Simmons says. Like, look at, you know, maybe not a hard rocker, but you look at what Bruce Springsteen said. Bruce Springsteen, man, the boss. He's the boss for a reason. He tells us what we ought to do. And you know what? He's been in the game for 70 years. 70 years of boss, man. He's been doing everything. And so I don't think you're wrong when they tell us that we need to vote for Kamala. Kamala's the, you know, it's a woman. We're gonna elevate a woman. She got a little tan to her, so we're gonna elevate, you know, a little color too. It's good. It's good, man. And I don't know if you've ever heard what it was she did with that mayor out there in San Francisco, but Kamala, man, I'm just saying, as a rock star, that's the kind of chick we want running the country too, bro. And anyway, we gotta change the subject, man, because I'm starting, I kind of need to take a piss. And okay, Andy, while I've got you, what's next? What's next for you guys? I mean, let's say,
let's say Kamala Harris gets elected, and this administration continues on. You guys go out on tour. We've got open borders. We got a lot of people who aren't even citizens. They don't, you don't really pay taxes here. A lot of people don't want to go into the cities anymore. And so it'd kind of be hard for you guys to sell tickets. You know, what's your plan on something like that?
Oh, man, you know, well, listen to me. People are always going to come see Death Squirt. That's the bottom line. Listen, a drummer, we still got the original drummer, Lenny Mox. We still got a bass player. He's in a wheelchair now, but because, you know, something with the boosters. But listen, and then we got a couple of young kids playing guitar. We got some backup singers. We even got dancers. And look at me. Look how good my junk looks in this spandex, man. The spandex is still on fire. Okay, so people are going to come see Death Squirts. I mean, they just keep the borders open, keep the drugs flowing, man. We're going to have some sex. We're going to have rock and roll, man. Sex, drugs, rock and roll. Somebody ought to put that on a T-shirt, really. They shouldn't. All right.
All right, Andy. Thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for hanging out. And best wishes to you and Death Squirts. Okay, for the Chad Prather Show, thank you for tuning in. Leave us a rating and review. You can find Andy Rubenstein, Axel Boners, Death Squirt, somewhere probably in a mental institution in a city near you. Stay tuned, guys, and we will see you next time. Love you. God bless you. Bye.